Spartans, have you ever heard the saying that we are more technologically connected than ever before, yet we feel more disconnected than ever before? Spartans, welcome back to another episode of the Spartan Up Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Evnesh, along with Charlie the Spaniard, and we are doing Spartan Way, and Charlie is joining the Spartan Up Podcast family. Your podcast is called?
Yeah, Spartan Reads, doing a series of the books that I love to read, and I think the Spartans will love to read as well, Spartan Reads.
I love books. My bookshelf is bending and breaking.
My wife has told me I'm done ordering books.
Yeah, my wife is, I think I'm going to have to donate some books to the library. So in this episode, ironically, we're going to be talking about technology and how it kind of interferes and interrupts human connection. And we're going to share some stories about how we could get more connected. So I've had some experiences recently that made me take a deeper look, kind of a deep dive into this, where I went to a doctor for my knee. And the first thing that the doctor did was just sat down at the computer and looked at the x-ray. No handshake, no coming to check my leg. And I just felt like completely disconnected from the doctor. I didn't feel like I was treated as a human. So then I went to another doctor and had a completely different experience. And I felt such a connection because the first thing he did was they made eye contact. They shook hands. We had a human connection. And we hear all this talk of machines are taking over, but what I've sensed was no connection at all. And I know you kind of had a story about how this technology affected you in a negative manner when you were fighting in MMA.
Yeah, and to touch on what you were saying there, yes, times are changing, yes, technology is changing, but we're in the human business. And until we're not in the human business, you might as well learn how to function efficiently as a human. I used to be a MMA fighter. I fought in the UFC for a handful of years. And I can remember early in my career, I would be negotiating with a promoter, and I would hate it. I'd be so nervous. And my brother would say, just give me the phone. And he would like name a price or a this or that and get it. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
So post fighting, I just started to like, just practice. And like, I would sound like a dummy, sound like a dummy, sound like a dummy. To now it's like, no, I want you to call me. I want to call you. So you can get there by way of practice.
The real gist of everything here and the lesson here is that the machines and technology are not taking over. They're not doing a better job than the humans, although some humans are allowing it to take over. But the real power comes from when I could see you or I can hear your voice versus going through text message.
In the spirit of this show, The Spartan Way, and you know what we're talking about here, if you want to set yourself apart, a challenge, be more human. You know, how can you be more human? How can you say thank you? How can you open a door? How can you give a pat on the back? How can you give a hug or a handshake?
Right. So we always end Spartan Way with an action. So those were multiple actions right there. So do something where you're, you know, human interaction, a handshake, or instead of a text message, take it to the next level. Make it a phone call. Or beyond a phone call, we have businesses now. You and I both run our businesses. A lot of it is what we call remote because of the internet. But the best experiences, the things that bring people together, do something in person. Take it to the level where you're getting away from the phone, getting away from sitting or standing behind the computer, and go do something in person. That's what we're leaving you guys with today with the Spartan Way podcast. I'm here with Charlie the Spaniard, and his new podcast is called Spartan Read. Spartan Up brings you a new podcast almost every day of the week. I think it's one of the most powerful ways that you could start and finish your day, which we've spoken about before. So make sure you're listening or watching us on YouTube, and you could listen to us anywhere podcast episodes are found. We'll talk to you next time.